E.
I'm an addict and my name is Ava. And I'm nervous. There's supposed to be two of us up here, and I don't know who the other speaker is, but... Okay, all right. So I'm an addict from Northern California, and I'd like to thank the committee for asking an addict like me to come here and share. And this is my first time in Maryland, and I've been eating seafood since I got here. I'm gonna turn into a crab cake. I've always wanted to come to this convention, and I don't know why that is, but I've always wanted to come to this convention, right? And Northern California convention's probably a little bit bigger than this one, but I feel like a newcomer now that I'm here, right? Because I'm in an unfamiliar place, and this is how my God works. I knew a few months ago that I was coming here, and I know a couple people around. Yeah, I know Bones, right? He lives in California more than I do. And and long before I got here, he put people in my life from Baltimore, right? Long before I got here. So when I got here, I didn't feel like I was alone. Right, and it's like, and since I've been here, and Cliff, even though he's in California now, he's from here, right? And so there's like a lot of people. Once I got here, it was like, you know what, I'm just going to another convention, right? And so that's how I'm gonna approach it. And I have no idea what I'm gonna say about the ultimate weapon. This is what I'll tell you. The ultimate weapon for my recovery is another recovery addict. Right? And so I just need to keep it simple, because on my way here I had this epic share. Right? And I sometimes I carry my books with me to the podium, and sometimes I don't, and I felt like this time I shouldn't, because sometimes the person that shows up at the podium is not the person that I am. Does that make sense? And so okay. I was just trying to keep time. Sometimes it's not the person that I am, and I really just need to be who I am and be me, right? You guys have no idea who I am, those of you that don't know me, and it's really easy for me to come up here and try to perpetrate something else. So I just need to be who I am, right? And so I'm just going to read something real quick. I didn't have glasses when I came to recovery. Should have been aging gracefully in recovery. I could talk about that. Okay. We were searching for an answer when we reached out to Narcotics and reached out and found Narcotics Anonymous. We came to our first NA meeting in defeat and didn't know what to expect. After sitting in a meeting or several meetings, we began to feel that people cared and were willing to help. Although our minds told us we would never make it, the people in the fellowship gave us hope by insisting that we could recover. Surrounded by the fellow addicts, we realized that we were not alone anymore. You know, and so I actually grabbed an IP, because the very last sentence in this Am I an Addict IP is the ultimate weapon for recovery is the recovering addict. Yes. Right? And so what that means to me, because I have to keep it simple, you know. And so let me tell you a little bit about me. I'm black and Filipino. I look Puerto Rican. And I used for a long time, you know. And I say that in jest, but there is a lot of seriousness to that, right? It's like I always came from a place of feeling less than and not enough. And but when I got loaded, I was everything enough. And so when I got to Narcotics Anonymous, my father was in the military. He was an alcoholic, untreated, and he passed away a couple years ago, untreated. And so the dynamic of what happens in those kind of homes is alive and well in my family today, right? And so I learned how to do all the things that we do. You know, and so when I got here, because I had a functioning alcoholic forefather, I didn't look like you and I didn't act like you and I didn't do some of the things that you did. So therefore, I was different when I got here, right? And the reason why what I realized today is that we are all the same, and thank God. You know, and so what I realized when I first got here, I didn't go to jail. I didn't stick a needle in my arm. I always had a job. I came here. I was laughing that Ralston was talking about he had three teeth. I had all my teeth when I got here, you know, and I had all my stuff. And so because of that, I separated myself, and there was difference. And so I didn't identify. And I got clean in a place called Sacramento, and I went to this meeting of... There's a place called Citrus Heights in Sacramento, and it was when I went in there, and I told you that I was black and Filipino, and so I wasn't okay in my skin. It didn't matter. I just wasn't okay. It's like what I'll tell you is the black kids didn't like me because I'm still trying to figure out what good hair is. I don't know what that is. I got beat up for it for a lot of years. And the Filipino, the black kids didn't like me because I was mixed, and the Filipino kids didn't like me because I was half black, and so it was just like a really funky world to live in, you know. And so I went to my first meeting in Sacramento, and when I went there, there was mighty light in the room. There was nobody that looked like me, but it didn't really matter. Right, because I wasn't okay. And so I had a sponsor, and I asked her after the meeting, I said, "Why do black people recover?" She goes, "Why are you asking?" And I said, "Because I don't see anybody that looks like me." And she said, "Well, you could talk about it next week when you come. Because you know how we do, right?" I had a federal case about why I didn't need to come back to Narcotics Anonymous. And when I walked into the meeting that following week, there were five black people sitting in the meeting. And I couldn't say anything, right? And so I wanted to acknowledge the newcomer, but I just started talking. Can I see a show of hands of those of you that have less than a year clean? I want to welcome all of you. I want to welcome you to Narcotics Anonymous. And my prayer and my hope for you is that you find half of what I have found here. You know, when I came and I sat in that meeting and I so identify with, today I do, the ultimate weapon for recovery is another recovering addict, because you guys are the reason why that I stayed, right? You guys are the reason why you gave me the hope. Right? Because all the people that have more time than me, I was just in awe that you guys could come in here and talk about some of the things that you talked about, right? I didn't have the courage. Right? I didn't have the courage to come in here and talk about the despair I felt. I didn't have the courage to talk about how I felt less than because I wasn't a good dopamine as you. Right? I wanted to have a needle sticking out of my arm just because I wanted to have something to compare myself to. Right? I had a job. I didn't have to go look for the dope. The dope man came to me, but I operate under no illusion. He came because I had a paycheck and he was going to get it. Right? And so, but I didn't get that. You know, I didn't walk the whole stroke. But it doesn't mean that I didn't prostitute myself. I always sold myself short. Right? And so I didn't know any of this stuff until I came here, right? Narcotics Anonymous has taught me everything I need to know about living. about who I am as a person, about how to interact and treat other people, right? How I conduct myself in the world is indicative of the program that I work. You know, and so when I hear the ultimate weapon for recovery as another recovering addict, I get it, right? It's because if, how many of y'all had sponsors before you got clean? I had a whole bunch of them. I know you did too. When I didn't know how to roll a joint, I went and found somebody to sponsor me and show me how to roll a joint. Anybody else? When I used to get loaded, we used Gerber jars. Anybody else use a Gerber jar? I know I'm dating myself. It's all right. But I didn't know how to do that in the beginning. I went and found somebody who knew how. You know, and so that same concept for me is what I use in recovery, because when I want to know how to, I didn't know how to do finances when I got here. So my, I learned at an early age that you can get credit cards, that you could charge them up, that you cannot pay the bill, that you can file bankruptcy, and that you can start over. Then you can get more credit cards, right? It was a way of life, just like a lot of other things were a way of life. It's what I knew, right? I'm one of those people that, I told you my father was in the military, and so he was a provider, not a nurturer. And he did what he did just because that's what he had. And so I learned what I learned or not from my environment. And so when I was 16 years old, he gave me a checkbook and he said, I went to school, right? I went to San Jose State, and I was 16, had no clue where I was going or what I was doing. I just knew that I was leaving home. And I learned how to smoke weed at school. And he gave me a checkbook and he said, when you need to get stuff, you write a check. He didn't tell me, you need to put money in the bank first. Right? So by the time I was 17 years old, I had $5,000 worth of checks all over town. I thought that's what how it worked. So because of that, and it continued, right? It's like I learned that you could get credit cards, you can file bankruptcy. So by the time I was 37 years old, I had four. Right? I'm not bragging about that. It's just the way I lived, and it was the it made sense to me, right? And so when people, creditors called and said, you're going to have black marks on your credit. It's like, man, I got tread marks. You know what? It didn't mean anything to me when he said, you'll never be able to get credit. Well, I knew already that you could. Right? I didn't understand the concept of all of that. But it was like, today, what I get is that when I wanted to do better, I had to go find somebody to show me how. And the person that I found to show me how was in recovery. Right? And so everything that I want to learn about in my life today, I need to go find somebody to show me how. Right? And so, and it's just that simple for me. I can't complicate this process, right? When I don't know how to be a parent, I need to go find somebody that knows how to be one. Right? When I want to learn how to be, when I want to be a good partner or wife or friend or mother or whatever, I need to go find somebody in that role that's doing it the way I want to do it and ask them how. Right? And so when I had 6 months clean, how many of y'all are good at relationships? I see one hand. Way back then. I don't know about you. But earlier recovery, this woman, this counselor told me that, you know, because you know we know everything about recovery and what to do at 6 months. I did. And so So she asked me if I knew what I wanted in my ideal man, and I have no idea why I'm sharing this. It just kind of went there. And so I told her yes. So she said, what? And I gave her this laundry list of who that ideal man was. I didn't tell her that he was married. I just gave the characteristics. And she started laughing hysterically. And she said to me, what would a man like that want with you? I wasn't very spiritual then, and I wasn't very principled then. But I'll tell you that I sat still long enough for her to explain to me what she meant by that. And so what she told me to do is, I want you to go home and take a piece of paper and write down all the things you want that ideal man to be. And so I did that. And then I came back, and then she said, now I want you to cross his name off and write your name up there. And when you bring those things, you'll attract those things. Right? And so what I'll tell you about that list today, remember, and this woman was in recovery, right? And so it was like, she gave me something that really, really helped me. And so I don't know about anybody else, but I'm one of those ones that's guilty about, and I'm going to talk to the women for a minute. You ever, like, when you meet somebody and you say, he got to have a good job. He can't live at mama's house. Gotta have a nice car. He need to have a 401k. Anybody else say that? Do you have that? Right? I need to check myself. Do I have that? Because if I don't have that, it's not okay for me to have that expectation of him. If I'm not bringing it to the table, right? I didn't like her very much. But what I realized today is that that's true. I feel better about me when I can bring those things to the table and I don't have to ask you for nothing, right? And it's made a difference in my life. So it's like, I don't ask for things if I can't bring it. You know, and so what I'll tell you about that whole list process that this woman gave to me is that it changed a couple things. It changed my perspective on what it is that I expect of other people, right? And it changed my expectations of myself. It changed my goals that I set for myself, right? And so I attract men with jobs today, right? It changed that, because before I used to attract dope dealers, right? They used to come to my job and bring me dope. And so a lot of those things have changed. And so it just makes a difference to me that I carry myself in a way that attracts the things that I want to have in my life, right? And so if I want to have those things, I need to bring those things and offer those things. And so that was like one of the lessons that I got early on in recovery, you know, and so it changed my, how I deal in relationships too, right? And so what I realized about that list is that the same way I choose men in my life, I choose the other friends that I have. I choose them the same way. And so what's happened is that because I watch some of you guys, right? I watch some of you guys. I watch you guys do relationships. I was always afraid to be that one in relationships that had a partner in the rooms and then one of them cheats and then we have to recover in the rooms because I heard people crying and suffering and hurting because of that. And so thank you, because I never wanted to have that experience. I'm grateful. I'm not grateful that you went through it, but I'm grateful that I heard you. Right? Because just because we're in these rooms doesn't mean that you have to have the experience. We can take heed of somebody else's. Right? You don't have to have the experience. I just need to say one other thing too about relapse. It just hit me. And somebody else gave me this, right? Because I'm one of those dope fiends that if you tell me that relapse is a part of my recovery, I'm going to use. Mm-hmm. right? Relapse is not a part of my recovery. You know? And so I just need to say that, and I think that we need to be careful what we share with the newcomer. Right? And so if you would have told me that, I would have used. You know? And so the sentence in the basic text that says, we have never seen a person who lives in Narcotics Anonymous program relapse. What that means is if you work a program, you stay clean. Right? And so there were five things. We have our other speaker, right? I feel, I felt you. Yay! Six things that I was told to do when I first got here. Go to meetings, get a sponsor, work the steps, be of service, don't use, find a God of your understanding. And I'll tell you that I've been here a few 24 hours, and you know what? And the process is still the same. And everything that I am today, everything that I do today is based in this program. And it's the spiritual principles that give me the life. I am just amazed, right? It's like, I'm not the poster child for Narcotics Anonymous. But I try to pay homage to the program that gave me my life. Right? And it's like, and I care about when I'm in a Narcotics Anonymous function or whatever, or somebody says, are you, you know, do you go to those meetings or whatever? I don't want to be the reason why they say this program doesn't work. You know, I may be the only basic text another addict sees. So I need to carry myself in a way that's conducive to the way we live around here. You know, and so this program has changed my life. I could never repay Narcotics Anonymous for everything that it's done for me. And when I think about the ultimate weapon for me is y'all. Right? Because if it hadn't have been for the people that came before me, I wouldn't be here. I'm glad. Thank y'all for all, you know, thank you guys who went to jail. I wouldn't make a good cellmate. I know. And I, you know, it just, when I lost my son 7 years ago, and I'm just going to close with this. I see you. If there was anything that I ever thought I would have used over, it would have been the death of my child. And so when I had 7 years clean, I lost my son. And he was murdered by two dope fiends. And what I'll tell you about that whole thing is that because of Narcotics Anonymous, I'm talking about a program that changes your thoughts and your thinking and your perspective, right? I'm talking about a program that gives you spiritual principles to live by. And so my son was killed by two dope fiends. And I had to, like, walk through that whole thing. And what I'll tell you, long story short, is I had to go through a murder trial. I had to go through sitting in a courtroom with gang members who live that way of life. And that's okay. I mean, I get it. You know, but I also had to sit there because that job that I had was in social services. I worked at the welfare office for over 32 years of my work life. And what I'll tell you is that's the same population of people that goes into the prisons, that comes into rehab, that go, you know what I'm saying? It's the same population of folks. Did I have compassion for that mother whose son was sitting up on the witness stand, you know, in the courtroom, who had killed my child? His mother was a crackhead. You know, and so I'm talking about a program that gave me the ability to have some compassion and empathy for that mother. I don't condone what her son did, but I get it. You know, I'm talking about a program that gave me the ability and the desire to forgive that kid for killing my boy. You know, and so when it comes to how I conduct myself in this program, the ultimate weapon is always another recovering addict, right? My name is Ava, and I'm an addict.